Good evening. It's good to see everybody here this evening. So I'd like to talk a little bit tonight about overcoming ingratitude. And I think if we kind of look at the world that we live in today and we see where we are, I think we see a lot of this, where people just aren't grateful. And I think a lot of times it gets easy to be negative or complainers or not realize the gifts that we've been given. And so tonight I'd like to just talk about a few of those things. And first, if you would, and there'll be some verses, hopefully you brought your Bibles and you could turn with me. In Ephesians 5 and verse 20, it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think as Christians that's how we should live. We should be giving thanks. There are so many things that we have to be thankful for, especially those spiritual things, but also material things. And I think as we go into this, we're going to see that a lot of times we're not grateful for things that we take for granted, everyday things that we're given. If you would, turn with me to 1 Chronicles. We'll be looking at chapter 16. But, you know, the Bible tells us that we're to be grateful. And we think about the life of Paul and some of the things that he went through. And, you know, it's God's will that we're thankful in everything. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you, that in everything we're to give thanks. And I think sometimes we lose our way and that we need to really think back about that. You know, and so many times we see in the Bible we have commands of things that we're to be thankful, to be grateful. And then so many times we see examples. And I know a lot of times in life it's those examples that we see sometimes speak so loudly to us. And we look at some of the examples in God's Word and it's the same way. And I think of Jesus, and we look at Jesus' life in the Gospels especially, where we have a lot of that recorded for us. And we see how thankful he was for all the many things that he had. And I think it comes to me what I call the Lord's Prayer in John 17, where he's so thankful and prays for Christians, not only for those disciples and apostles that are with him then, but for those to come. And we see how thankful Jesus was as he prayed to the Father. And we look over in 1 Chronicles in chapter 16, verses 7 through 12. And, you know, as we study right now, we're studying in 1 Samuel, and we're seeing the life of David, and we see it compared to Saul. And we realize that David is a man after God's own heart. And in 1 Chronicles in 16, beginning in verse 7, then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord unto the hand of Asaph and his brothers. Give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, chosen ones. So we see David talking about how thankful he is and that we need to sing out to him and really declare our thankfulness. And we see David do that. You know, you think of Daniel, the things that happened to Daniel, and he'd been faithful, and then they tricked the king, Nebuchadnezzar. They tricked him into making this decree that you couldn't go to any other god for 30 days but him. And what's David do? He goes back up to his room, and he does his normal thing. He prays, and he prays thankfulness. When you look at Daniel 6:10, then we think of Paul, and I think Paul sets such example of being thankful and grateful in a life that was very hard. And he's in Acts 27, they're about to be shipwrecked, and he gives thanks, and they eat just before shipwreck. And so we see this gratitude from examples and from people that we see. And so I think for each of us, how do we become a person like that? There's things that, you know, I've heard every morning if you sit down and you do some some things that you're grateful for and thankful for, and you write them down in a journal every day that you can help train your mind to think like that. And sometimes I think, what do we need to do to develop those habits? And so we're going to look at some of those this evening. It won't be one that's all-inclusive, and you'll probably think of some others, but we will see some. But first of all, we must remember not to forget. You know, it's interesting, Jack had that lesson today on remember because of the events that have happened and remembering 9/11 on yesterday. And so we think about, we have to remember not to forget. And as human beings, we tend to have that forgetfulness. And I can tell you, and there's people older here than me, but it gets worse. That thinker doesn't always think. It's in there somewhere and can't always recall it. But we need to remember those things. In Psalms 103:2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So we need to remember all those benefits that we have from God. You know, we think back of the life of Joseph in Genesis chapter 40. And he gets put in jail, falsely accused. He's put in jail. And the butler's in there with him, and he has a dream. And Joseph explains the dream. And the butler's going to get to go before him and is going to be saved. And Joseph says, hey, when you're there with the king, remember me. Help me get out of here. And what's the butler do? Forgets. Doesn't do anything about it at all. So we see that we have this tendency to forget. So let's look over in Luke 17. And it's a story that we're going to be familiar with. But how many times is that us? And let's begin in verse 11 of chapter 17. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. So we think about how many times has something happened and we have forgotten to say thank you. You know, there's some businesses out there, and I don't know if you frequent Chick-fil-A, but at Chick-fil-A, if you ask for something and you say thank you, they have to say, it's my pleasure. And they have a certain amount of days to learn to say that, or they're released from their employment. And there's other companies that do that, but just to be grateful. And it makes a difference. And that needs to be us. We need to be that one that turns back and says thank you. There's a saying I've heard. It says, blessed are those who give without remembering, and those who can receive without forgetting. You know, and I think that should describe our behavior. So, first of all, let's remember not to forget. Secondly, how many times do we measure or we master and major on our troubles? It's easy to talk about what's wrong. You know, there was one time, I don't remember the lesson, but I held up a big sheet of paper and I had a black dot on it. And I asked people, what do you see? Well, they don't see that 99% of that paper is pure white. They pick out the black dot. How many times do we do that where we major on something minor? And I think that we have to be careful because what we focus on can become our reality. In Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Do we believe that? We read it, but is that how we live? Do we count our blessings or do we count our bruises? Do we talk about our blessings or do we talk about just our problems? You know, so many times we think of things, and I think we all do this, but when you look back over some years, do you not think of, oh, that was the year that something really bad happened in my life. I mean, those are sometimes how we relate. I can remember dates. I remember one of Sandra and I's anniversaries because of something that bad that happened the day before. But that's how we can be sometimes. And so we need to not major on those things. You know, there's some songs in our songbook written by Fanny Crosby, and she was blind. And some of the songs that she has written are just unbelievable. And she talks about, there's a song that we all know, it's A Wonderful Savior. And you think of the words of that by somebody who was blind. And she's not majoring on those troubles. And so we see these things, and so we need to be grateful for it. I think a lot of times when we struggle, it makes us appreciate those times when it goes good. You know, I've heard a story told one time there was a young boy who had to wear glasses, and I don't like to wear glasses. I probably should wear glasses, but this young boy is in elementary school, and he said that he liked glasses because then the boys wouldn't hit him and the girls wouldn't kiss him. So we can be thankful for a lot of things, and sometimes it's just how do we look at it? And there was Matthew Henry, who has written some things, some commentaries. He got robbed, and in the situation afterwards, he was thankful because he'd never been robbed by this person before. He didn't take his life, and he was also thankful that he was not the one robbing somebody else. So sometimes we just need some perspective. And I think a lot of times when we start focusing too much on self, I think we really need to think about how much better we are, and we look at so many situations. We see the world events today, and sometimes we get to complaining, but how thankful are we to live in the country that we live in? How thankful are we for our freedoms? How thankful are we for our opportunities, that we get to have choices, that we have conveniences? And it can always be better, but it can always be a lot worse. If you would turn to Hebrews chapter 13. In verse 5, let your conversation or your manner of life be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake me. So think about that. Jesus, he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Are we not better off than anybody else just from one thing like this? And so many times I think we take it for granted. We get caught up in today and we don't think about those things. They get pushed to the side. How many times, as we sang the song this morning, do we really count our blessings? You know, or do we concentrate on what we don't have? And let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning in verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. You know, you think about that. Do we remember all those ways that we are blessed? You know, we sing those songs, and do we really count them? And I think one of the most important blessing that we have is in Ephesians 1:3, where we're told that all spiritual blessings are in Christ. By being in Christ, we have that hope of eternal life. We can spend it forever in heaven with God. And a lot of these things that we struggle with, that we won't have to worry about those anymore. And I think sometimes, have you ever sat down and really wrote down all the blessings that you have in your life? You know, a lot of times if you're trying to make a decision, you'll put one group on one column and another on the other. But if you ever sat down and really started thinking of all of the things that you have in your life that are blessings, because I don't think we can count them. There are so many. And we need to realize how we are blessed and not concentrate on those things that we don't have. And we're going to look at that a little bit deeper here in a minute. How often when we think about this, do you truly express your gratitude? You know, we can be thankful for things, but do you tell? If somebody does something kind to you, do you thank them? Do you show gratitude? Do we in our prayer life show gratitude to God for the things that He's blessed us with? It's things that we need to have on our mind. I think about in my years of how important the church has been and how it's encouraged me through all the years. When you move to a different location or things happen to have Christian brothers and sisters who have the same goals and want to be where you at the same place of heaven. And it's comforting to have that. And I'm so thankful for the church and for the establishment of the church and that we have each other when we need encouragement or when we struggle. And we all have those. If you look at in Psalms 107, and there's so many things in Psalms that we could look at in verses 1 through 8. Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, that they may go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Is that us? Do we give thanks? Do we praise Him as we should? You know, it's so many times things happen, and I read a story one time about a preacher, and he was tired and exhausted, and he was in his study, and his little girl came, jumped in his lap, and she says, "Daddy, I did not come to ask for anything. I just came to tell you I love you." That statement so warmed the preacher's heart that he soon forgot his weariness. How many times in life have you been struggling or tired or discouraged, and somebody came and expressed their gratitude to you? What happens? Does that not make you feel different? It energizes us to be able to do more or to keep going. And that is the same. So think about those times where you have an opportunity to express gratitude. And so many times you think about it, we need to express it in our actions. In Psalms 116:12, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits toward me?" And so we need to use our talents, our money, our time, all of those things that we have, our abilities, all of that, to show that gratitude. Do not take common things for granted. So many times we do. We think about, how many times do you do something and you're thoughtless? I remember when we moved from Odessa to Bait City. I think the first week going home, I drove to Odessa because I was thoughtless. I knew I didn't live there, but so many times we're on autopilot or we don't think. And think and thank come from the same Greek root word. And so it gives us something to think about that we need to appreciate so many things. And we need to watch it. But we do, and we all do it. So many times I do things without even thinking. How many times have you pulled out of the garage and you started down the road and it's like, did I shut the garage door? But sometimes we are thoughtless. Don't let that be this way with our gratitude. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God and Jesus concerning you." So remember to give thanks. I think a lot of times that we can overemphasize some of the luxuries of life. So we just need to be thankful for those simple pleasures that we have. Do away with complaining. This is hard. You know, you think about, and when I think of murmuring and complaining, I just quickly go to the Israelites. They're brought out of Egypt, and they go into the wilderness. And guess what they start? They start complaining about what? What they don't have. Then God blesses them. And then what do they complain about? What they do have. And they're complaining about both things. And so we need to look at that for ourselves. Let's not complain about those things. Let's do things without murmuring. Let's do things without complaining. You know, it talks about, think about spiritually. Let's make that application, you know, about do we murmur? If we do, we look at what happened to those people who murmured and complained who they had that opportunity for the promised land. They died in the wilderness. They never got to see that promised land. Let that not be us. You know, we need to give thanks for all things. In Philippians 2:14, we're told, do all things without murmurings and disputings. So just a command of that. You know, we're a recipient. We should never forget the gift. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father. And we need to remember that. You know, we think about how many times are we thankless? And I think about the rich farmer. And the rich farmer, he just thought it would never end. And he was going to tear down his barn and build bigger barns for all that he had amassed in Luke chapter 12. But what happened was his soul was required that night. And he had not been faithful. And so we don't want that to be us. There's I like to read and I love to read sayings. And I would like to read something to you called The Art of Thanksgiving. It is thanking God for the gift of life by living it triumphantly. It is thanking God for your talents and abilities by accepting them as obligations to be invested for the common good. It is thanking God for that all men and women have done for you by doing things for others. It is thanking God for opportunities by accepting them as a challenge to achievement. It is thanking God for happiness by striving to make others happy. It is thanking God for beauty by helping to make the world more beautiful. It is thanking God for inspiration by trying to be an inspiration to others. It is thanking God for health and strength by the care and reverence you show for your body. It is thanking God for the creative ideas that enrich life by adding your own creative contributions to human progress. It is thanking God for each new day by living it to its fullest. It is thanking God by giving hands, arms, legs, and voice to your thankful spirit. It is adding to your prayers, thanksgiving, and acts of thanksgiving. So as we think about our lives, let us truly live that life of gratitude. Let us truly live a life of thankfulness of what we have. And so our question tonight, are you grateful or are you ungrateful? You know, we have a gift that we don't deserve. Jesus loved us so much that he came here and he paid the sacrifice for my sins and for your sins. And all we have to do is accept that by being obedient to him. And someday we can be the most thankful people of all because we will live in glory with him forever. One of my favorite verses in Revelation is in a place where there's no sorrow, no pain. And that's a place that I want to be. Tonight, if you have not put on the Lord in baptism, don't leave without having done that, that you can be in Christ, that you can have those spiritual blessings. If you've heard God's word, you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you're willing to confess that, repent of your past way of living, and put him on in baptism, you can have that home in heaven and that hope of that home and have the Savior that you can go to with your troubles and your prayers. If you have been a Christian and you have been ungrateful, or there's anything you need encouragement with tonight, if you're subject to the invitation, please come as we stand and as we sing.